So that's why that you have maximalist demands here. But that's why I don't see how we're going to get there.
See, I don't think the U.S. believes that it won. Like I give you an example. One of the things that came out, I believe it was the New York Times, was one of the reports. And they were talking about what was taking place in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And they make this point of saying that Ratcliffe, Rubio, all of these guys, when they were in a meeting, basically were saying, this plan is nonsense. In fact, mm-hmm. Ratcliffe apparently says something like, it's farcical, like after Netanyahu, Israel gives his pitch.
Yep.
Ratcliffe said, this is farcical. This is nonsense.
Yeah. Rubio. And someone else said, in other words, it's bullshit.
That was Rubio. Rubio said it's bullshit. These are hardcore neocons. These are people right. with a hard on for Iran. And they're like,
they said Israel has a tendency to oversell because they know they can't do it without us. Right.
And Trump decided, screw it, let's do it. Now, this could be revisionist history.
They said regime change is not, they knew.